Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Needs Gar. Like, hope everyone a good morning, afternoon, noon, whatever you're going through in life today.
Hello.
All right. So, before we get started with our episode today, we just wanted to say thank you to not only our listeners and our fans, but to all the guests that came on the show. We had Pio, we had Miguel, we had Tweety multiple times. So, it's really nice to have all these guests on here. Yeah. But before we, you know, continue to also,
wait, the applause button.
Oh yeah, I think I do have one. That's one of these. I don't want to mess it up though. Oh yes, nice. Yes, nice guess. All right, right. But we are nearing the end of October spooky season. We have, I believe, one more week, right? Or
this week and next week.
Yeah, because then and then 2024, and then the year after that, and then the year after that. And then I think
there's
going.
Another one in 2020.
Yeah. So with that being said, don't forget that we are still accepting those spooky stories.
Any spooky stories,
even if it's creepy, even if it's about your ex-girlfriend.
If you're walking in the bathroom at night and you saw a roach.
even if you're pregnant, like, let us know. Like, pregnant scare, I don't know, you missed your period or... I don't know. Damn. That's kind of scary, you know, if you're in a relationship and your girlfriend misses her period. But I don't know. I guess that's going to be for a different podcast.
Period costume?
Period costume?
Deadbeat dad costume?
Oh, shit. I can relate to that, actually. So, I mean, I don't know. But yeah, we're still taking those stories. So don't be shy.
Please.
We are accepting them. We should do the Reddit thing. I think that should be a good like savior for
Type it up on there. Yeah. Ask them. Yeah, I think we should try that.
Yeah. I know Dario texted me earlier and he's like, I have my story still, but I haven't typed it out and I sent it to you yet. Exactly like that accent.
That's how
too,
you know
so.
He's fake, dude.
A little bit. Maybe if it was by little girls he would send it the story, but I don't know. That's something that's gonna have to be his problem. But Halloween is almost here, like I said. Are you guys excited for Halloween? Or is it just like he's garlic?
I think the fact that it's if it's on a weekday, it makes it even worse. It's like Christmas is gonna be on a weekday too, right?
Yeah, this but year. That's so. Different though, because we celebrate it Christmas Eve anyways, midnight Christmas
yeah,
day.
Yeah, and
know?
We have the day off.
It kills
the
vibe.
A little bit.
We have the day off at work, so that's why I don't mind it.
But yeah.
Halloween, like, it's not celebrated, like, at work.
Should it be celebrated? Should it be a holiday? Should we have a four-day work week?
Should we?
Oh.
Is that spooky enough? 4 days? Oh, shit.
Should we bring candy one day?
Why? They're going to make a whole new, like, safety list paper post about candy in the workplace.
Everybody gets sick.
I'm not recovering COVID. Fuck. Oh, am I? Code 23? Nah, I was kidding.
There was razor blades in candy.
That's okay, guys. It happened. Razor
blades.
But yeah, like, you're not happy for Halloween?
I don't think I'm going to do anything.
Because of Halloween itself or because of the weekday thing, like you mentioned?
I just don't have anything planned.
Mm-hmm.
Like, last year we did a party. But I don't want to do another party, so I already said no to that to my sisters.
Okay, I didn't want to go anyways.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I think that would have been fun, though. and party in general, not just like your party, but like...
Yeah, to go somewhere, maybe dress up. I mean, because dressing up is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Finding a funny costume.
Yeah, because weren't you like matching. Mario last year? Or two
no,
years ago?
Two years ago. Yeah.
And then last year, you were the big boy. You were the...
That was Hugh Hefner, and my girlfriend was a Playboy Bunny.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I wish I was a bunny.
And... But yeah, just this year, we might give out candy at a friend's house, and we might dress up as something small. But because me and my girlfriend, we kind of wanted to.
Oh, you already got it. You already got it on.
We wanted to do a Toad and Toadette.
Oh, that
because
be
we're
cute.
Short and they're short, and it would be. I thought it would be pretty cool.
So they're just gonna be two different Mario characters this year.
Yeah.
Well, see, we're trying to do that with work, with Luis. Like, we're trying to be the Mario Brothers and then the evil Mario Brothers, I guess.
The Wario Brothers.
The Wario Brothers?
I don't think they're brothers.
No, they're just clones of Luigi and Mario, no?
I don't think Waluigi has any lore to him.
Yeah, he was just introduced in the tennis game.
Yeah.
Randomly, like,
to
he never existed.
To be the opposite of Luigi.
That makes sense.
But Wario does have a lot of lore.
Hmm.
I don't know what it is, though.
Basically, he ate... No, I remember watching... listening to a game or watching a game and it had like him on there.
He's just like a greedy guy. He's like an anti-hero.
He's had his own game too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Gold Rush
Wario
one or
Land.
Or Clash Royale. I was kidding. Wario World.
He has Wario Land and then he has the Wario Inc. Those are really fun games. The Wario Inc. games. You never played them?
I don't think I have.
If I buy the game, would y'all play it with me?
Yeah. Okay. While I'm still waiting, we can play Luigi's Mansion on your phone.
Which one? Oh, Luigi's Mansion. Yeah.
Cause stream it.
Classic.
I keep forgetting to bring on the Twitch. Controller. Anyways, I'll buy that game. We'll play. It's really, really fun.
Okay, I'm down. But you, are you happy or excited for Halloween, or do you have any plans?
I'm not sure where our plans are going to be. It's probably going to be for this weekend, though.
Like a party or like a get-together?
Well, it's because right? It's my girlfriend's birthday and also my uncle's birthday.
Wait, you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
I thought she was your friend.
When did you ask her out?
Like 5 years ago.
When did I tell your uncle? No, I was kidding. How'd that become a thing?
It all started when he crept into my room one night.
Oh my gosh. And my ass was hanging out.
But yeah, you're going to have a party? Because it's both of their birthdays. So we'll probably just do a double party, maybe, or conjoined party.
So we're not going to get an invitation to your party?
Wait, it's your uncle or her uncle?
My uncle. Huh. My uncle, but he's like not blood uncle. He married into the family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know who he is, though.
Is it the one that likes me a lot?
That's like most of my family.
Yeah, and I just wanted to hear it again.
I just wanted to feel loved again by a male figure.
Just wanted to check.
Because I don't know what that's like to be loved by a male figure. You know?
Hero loves you.
I love you.
Sometimes.
Friend. All the time.
No, you don't.
Maybe if you weren't so mean to me.
I'm never mean to you. I'm the nicest person out of all of us.
He secretly had a crush. That's why he threw those papers on the floor.
Real quick. So, Hero, talk about spooky season and talk about spooky stories.
Talk about fake people in costumes.
Yeah, talk about wearing a fake mask.
Scary instances.
So, in middle school, I was minding my own business, right? I was third chair trombone player. We were all in band, me, him, and Rafa. You know, I thought we were friends, right? But this dude, he gets the paper, and we had like sheet music, and he's passing it to all of us, and he throws the paper to my face, and I got a paper cut on my nose, and
he's like, "Pee that shit up, bitch."
Yeah, he was mean to me for no reason at all, and I was like, "Bro, all I wanted was sheet music to play music," and
yeah, I was just trying to fulfill his passion.
Yeah, I was trying to. That's maybe that's why I dropped out of college, because you were in seventh grade. You're my canon event. What was it? That's the reason why I didn't graduate, because you threw paper on my face. Maybe if you just gave it to me on my hand, I would have been like successful and graduated and be a band director. But we'll go with that. We'll blame Hero for that incident. That's my spooky incident.
That's probably what it was.
Two sides to every story.
Yeah, your side and the right side. No, I was kidding. But no, yeah, that was just a little thing that Hero. Well, we're friends now. We're in a podcast, you know? So, hey. Just we make sure though there's no paper around us, because then they're not gonna throw it at us, and then it's the whole thing.
Slides, but, a stack of papers under the table.
I mean, I wanted to have a Halloween party too, though. Going back to the whole Halloween thing, I've never been to a Halloween party. I've hosted one before, but I think that's different. I feel like when you're a host at a party, you kind of have to like be like different.
Yeah,
more
you have to, like, host.
Yeah, I have to like host the party. And
I
actually,
wish you were here last year.
Me too.
It was pretty cool.
I should have thought earlier.
Really fun. I know.
If I knew I was going to fell in life, I should have done it earlier. Am I right?
I remember why you didn't come, because it was your girlfriend's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And it always is.
Yeah, and it always is, yeah.
Wait, it's actually on Halloween, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Both of them are actually on Halloween.
But you were celebrating it that weekend, too, because last year it was a Monday.
I think it was a Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that year I was dressed as Steve from Minecraft.
Yeah. But that party was pretty nice.
My costume was uninvited, so I was kidding. Well, I mean, I wanted to throw a Halloween party this year, but there are, like, so many things going on, like, in my life. That, like, it's, like, nearing in November, obviously, I have my sister's wedding. And, like, up until, like, now, we've been always, like, having a party for my grandma's anniversary party, my grandpa, and then, like, getting things ready for the wedding. And
it's a busy time of year.
Yeah, it's a lot. So that's why it kind of, like, fell through, having a Halloween party. But I mean, oh well.
I want to know what it's like to give out candy on Halloween. Like, I would dress up and, like, give out candy. But I obviously at my own house.
Yeah. Or go to someone's house and give out candy.
I've given candy out, but it wasn't at my house.
Well, see, we used to do that. But it's weird because, like, where I live now.
It's a lot less.
Well, it's a lot less because I felt like, I don't know if it's like a coincidence, but we all were the same age and we all grew up. If that makes sense.
So there's no kids around the area?
Very, very little. And
just your neighbor across the street.
Yeah. They're new. I mean, they're not new. They don't bring yesterday. But, like, they moved in, like, a few years ago. And that little kid. So obviously they're going to go trick-or-treating with them. And then they might even be here with us. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they might ask us to walk around with them. You know, we're older, we'll watch them.
Yeah.
But sometimes the church down the street have a little extravaganza. And
we've gone one time, actually.
Yeah, we did. We did. That's when we made love for the first time.
Oh, wait. That was our first kiss.
At church?
Yeah.
Double sin?
How is it a double sin? He accepts all of us the way we are.
Gay butt sex at church.
No, it was in the backyard. Oh. So it's fine. It was like near the property.
We were on the sidewalk.
Yeah, so we made sure that we didn't come on the street next to the church. And
no, we didn't come on the parking lot. It was like, we were volunteering, you know?
It was a fall carnival thing, no? Or was it Halloween?
I don't think it was Halloween.
We couldn't dress up.
Oh, okay.
We had to be appropriate for the kids.
But they had a scary movie on. I forgot what movie it was.
It was We Bear Bears Halloween Halloween special.
This is SpongeBob Halloween.
I mean, was the where he takes out the trash at night.
Oh, the hashtag slasher.
Oh yeah, he gets back all freaking brave after he's yelling in the freaking thing. But yeah, I don't know. It just depends on what we're gonna do. I want to be more active. Heyo, in sense of like having more parties and like for my birthday. Off topic, I want to have a party.
It's also hard though.
Renaissance,
because we all live with our parents,
but all invited.
Yeah, that's the thing too.
Well,
if I had my own place, definitely just have like a casual hangout.
In a little bit.
Then just buy a place right now. And why are you waiting? No, I was kidding. Just buy a place.
What do you mean next year? I thought you were getting the...
I'm getting my own place.
Oh. Next year is 2024.
It's not your own place?
No, it's just a room in my backyard.
It's not a room. It's a baby house.
It's basically an apartment complex.
Well, we took all the baby house needs though. Like the kitchen.
You're right. You don't have a kitchen in there.
Chamoy.
This is all hot sauce.
You do need cook or bake? Not cook, right?
You saute it.
It's simmer.
Hey, no, simmer down, right?
It just depends how you make it. Never mind.
Look it up. Should be a chamoy bottle for Christmas. What the fuck for Christmas?
Oh shit!
Well, you can. It's never too late to be in a costume. I don't know, but I think overall, if now I'm probably going to be with the little kids, trick-or-treating, giving out candy. I want to have a party, but it do be like that sometimes.
Yeah, it's a little, because we've never given out candy. The only place that we've ever done it was at my grandma's.
Hey, yo.
What? At my grandma's house?
You've only done it at your grandma's house?
Give out candy?
Just kidding.
Is that what they call it nowadays? Giving out candy?
Yeah. But yeah, because there's no
yeah daddy.
You want candy?
You want some candy, daddy? Daddy,
I was gonna say that.
Hi, it's me. I'm Gerald's girlfriend, and my sweetest balls are in his pants. So call him Whoopers.
What the heck?
Call him Whoopers. No, candy? Whoop my ass.
I was kidding.
Whoopers.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Blanca, for coming on to the show right now. I really appreciate you being on here. You're welcome, Oscar. Yeah, of course. No problem. Anything else you want to mention?
Yeah, don't forget to subscribe to His Garlic on Spotify and YouTube and like their page on Facebook.
Thanks, Blanca. You are so good for that. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. You're my favorite one, Oscar.
No, thank you. It's fine. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome later. I'm going to get that
here. Bye. All right. Thank you, Blanca. Thank you.
All right.
Hero.
Yeah. Huh?
She doesn't call me hero.
Oh, sorry, Chewy. Sorry, I came back to fix that.
Oh, sorry. Thank you, Blanca. Thank you. Okay. I know what you like. I like it when she comes on the show.
No.
It's really good. It's very good for the podcast. World diverse. You know, the love is everywhere. If you want her to come back on the episode, let us know in the comments down below.
Yes, please let me know.
Okay, thank you. Blanca. I told you to leave right there. Okay, Blanca. All right. But anyways, for Halloween, even though we're not celebrating on the actual day, you have a party, you have your own shebang in your house in your room naked. What is...
Shaboing bang.
You have any costume ideas for this year? Or is it just wearing a
pretty
shirt?
Pretty much just what we're going to do at work.
No, but like for like the party with your uncle and your friend.
I don't think so. Nobody's... Well, I'm saying like that's it.
I don't think
I'm going to dress up.
Oh, so it's going to be like a casual party? Like just regular clothes?
Yeah,
oh.
Basically like a birthday party, but it's just themed Halloween. Like it's going to be like pumpkins.
But there's no Halloween costume.
Pumpkin cupcakes.
Birthday party.
Yeah.
Halloween Eve. Why isn't there a Halloween Eve?
Because it is. Halloween is already the is Eve of.
Oh, that's right. Remember that's right. Yeah. The Day of the Dead. Say it in Spanish for Luis.
El Día de los Muertos. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I like the way you roll your R. Kind of turns me on a little bit. But you like, you wouldn't wear a costume like at all, like this year, even if it's giving out candy?
I might not do anything. That's
now you're gonna like watch movies or be with your girlfriend.
I'll probably watch a movie.
Yeah,
with a scary movie. Yeah,
you might put on a scary movie. That's it.
Yeah, definitely watch. I'm gonna get some candy. I'm gonna fucking mess my teeth up more.
That's perfect.
Get some
candy. That's the life.
What's your ideal scary movie though to watch, like? Whenever, whether it's Halloween or not, like, what's your ideal, whether it's a trilogy, whether it's like a series of movies?
I feel like the go-to right now is just the Conjuring stuff.
I kind of want to watch the Scream movies because I've never seen them before. I said this last week.
Oh, the OG ones?
Yeah, I never seen them, so I kind of want to watch them.
Yeah, wow. I never really watched the slashers either because as a kid, we were sheltered, so we never saw any of those movies.
Well, see, it's and weird.
I only got to see them, like, now. As I was older, so... I could just go to the movies whenever I wanted.
Yeah.
Was the one that we watched with Spade a Halloween movie? The one where, like, she would, like, die, but, like, repeat the same day and over again?
Happy Death Day.
Yeah, is that technically a scary?
I think it is like a Halloween movie.
Right, because it came out during October, I believe.
No, that one came out during Valentine's.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
It was close to my birthday. Yeah. So I
well, it's close enough. I mean, a few months down the road, and then it's there.
It's in the same year.
But, like, even though it came out that day, like, would you still consider it?
It feels like a Halloween movie. It's actually an enjoyable movie.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. No? Can I tell you about it? Or is it like...
No.
Are you going to watch it?
It's like Groundhog Day.
Yeah, so basically...
Well, I know what happens.
Oh.
I know how it goes. Because we've talked about this before. Sorry.
I know what it is. Don't bother.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. Well, for those of you who haven't watched it, I recommend it. But no, I won't talk about it because if I'm recommending it and I'm going to talk about it...
Yeah, just let them
I recommend it. There's two of them. There's a part one and part two. I really like that one. But going off of what Tudu was saying, like, it's weird because growing up I would watch all the slasher movies, and like now it's weird, I went from thriller to like paranormal themed movies. Mm-hmm. But I guess that's the most common thing now, right? It's just paranormal movies.
Yeah,
probably. With a little sprinkle of like slasher here and there. Chainsaw Massacre, was that a scary movie, a Halloween movie?
Yeah, that's a horror
chick flick. No, I was kidding.
Horror gore.
Oh, Jeepers Creepers?
Jeepers Creepers is a good one. That's a good one.
I've seen like little bits and pieces of
things. Did you watch the new one?
No.
Don't watch it. It sucks ass.
I didn't even know there was a new one.
Yeah, I tried to remake it, bring it back, but it wasn't good. I think it's one of those things where they try too hard to make something relevant again.
Mm-hmm. Is it called Jeepers Creepers?
Yeah. Oh. Or I think it's called Creeper.
Creepers Jeepers.
Yeah. No, I think it's called like Creeper or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I like that song. I like the song.
Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah, it's so creepy. Don't forget the
little idiot. Yeah. I like it.
That's a good one.
The first one was good. The second one was all right. I think they were like a little bit reaching. Mm-hmm. For like
that's another thing too. These movies like overstay their welcome big time. Like,
yeah.
There's like fucking eight of like the Halloween movies and shit like that. Like,
well, it depends.
A lot of them are like stupid ideas too. Like Jason in space or some shit.
That's a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
He has, I don't know.
He ends up in the fucking space.
It's so weird. Like
killing astronauts.
You're fucking lying for real?
It's weird. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, it's so weird. He's just like all spaced out and I don't even
know. I don't know why I don't believe y'all. Are you for real? Like,
yeah.
Remember the Babidi Boo? Remember I didn't believe you on that one? It was like a whole thing.
Oh, yeah. And for Dragon Ball Z.
What? One set of movies that I really liked was...
The Astros lost. We're not going to World Series.
Talk about scary.
Yeah. Not well. It happened.
At least it's somebody from Texas.
Yeah, I guess.
That's like the only...
That's really spooky. Yeah. Us losing the freaking our own fucking there, stadium.
Dallas.
That's where he looks like almost this. Like,
what the heck?
It's so weird. It's not a great movie.
Why would they do that? There's no
Jason X, that's what it's called.
Can I see more? Can I see more of them?
Yeah, just scroll.
What? Dude, I've never seen this.
It's
so weird.
It's cringy. I think that's the last movie before they rebooted it. What's that? How do you say that?
It's before the reboot.
Before the reboot.
Rebut.
Can't talk for shit.
I don't know why.
It's the real scary story. No, yeah, that's the last one, and then they did the reboot.
Oh, okay. But no, there's like way too many.
There's a lot.
For a lot of them.
Well, Freddie and Jason, Freddie and then Jason and the two crossover. Together. Yeah, that one was pretty good. And then Halloween was good. And I think I mentioned last time, like, they just, I mean, I get they want to close it off. Like,
it's you know? They're trying to keep it alive.
Yeah.
And they should just.
That's crazy. You know. I don't know why they did that. But yeah, I think the best trilogies or series or whatever collection of movies has to be The Conjuring and then the Insidious movies.
And then Paranormal Activity was pretty close, but then they like fell off.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. They went too far. Like, well, too.
And they were like trying to tell different stories. Back.
They're like branching off. To, yeah, they're trying to branch off too much.
Okay, well, we didn't finish the original one yet.
Yeah, like, I think
that was creepy though. Like, all the like the fucking witches, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, coming towards the house and stuff. Like,
they just tried so hard to go back to the beginning of like how everything.
Do you remember the Disney ones, like Halloween Town?
Dude, I fucking love Halloween Town. I love Town. Halloween Town too. 1, 2, and 3, and then like Glow Up though, even though a different actress, but still I don't care. Nah. Halloween Town.
I don't remember those.
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus is a good. Not the remake.
No.
Or not the remake. It was a continuation, was a sequel. I think.
Yeah. The same thing happened though. The second one came out, or the new one, and it was going back to the origin of the first one. Like, yeah. No. Like, don't do that. I hate stupid, that. Yeah. I think it's dumb. What do I know? I don't write movies or make movies. What was another one? It was Halloween Town, Hocus Pocus.
The Goosebumps. Well, that wasn't really Halloween, but.
But there was a TV series. It was a TV series or there movie.
Every episode was like a book. Oh, or
I used to love the fucking
Clifford. No, I was kidding. I was stupid.
Fuck.
I don't know what fuck movie you're watching.
It's like the old TV show. Time.
Oh.
Time Before Dinosaurs.
No, bitch. Although I watched that too.
Twilight Zone.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh yeah,
Twilight Zone.
Those were creepy.
It's like all the new ones is Black Mirror. Have you seen Black
I've
Mirror?
Seen some of them were but really good. Actually, some are like that. Nah.
They actually did Twilight Zone again, like officially.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know. It was that. With that Peele guy, Jordan Peele.
Oh, okay. I think that's cool.
Cast he was like hosting it or whatever.
I need to watch that.
But I used to love the fucking old ones.
Yeah, they were good.
I used to love you.
Oh.
No, I was going to say Casper too.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, biggest debate.
What about the family-friendly Halloween.
The Addams Family?
Those are good.
I don't remember the second one that much.
It's been a while since
Beetlejuice.
I've seen
it.
Yeah. Beetlejuice is good, too. What were you I've never seen the whole debate?
Thing. Oh, yeah. The biggest debate, and this is going to be for everybody down below in the comments on Spotify, is The Nightmare Before Christmas a Halloween movie or is it a Christmas movie?
I don't think I've seen it, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it recent enough to, like,
but really... I think it's a Halloween movie.
Yeah, I feel like it's a Halloween movie.
Yeah, well, it's weird because, in my opinion, it's split down the middle in a sense of, like, the first half is, like, Halloween, all that stuff, and then he discovers Christmas, all that stuff. But he does take over Santa Claus, so maybe that's not a good thing either. Maybe he's like, but I don't know.
But what's like the main story of it, basically? Like, what is the theme?
So Jack, Titanic. No, I was kidding.
Oh,
no. From what I understand, after you watch it, so I could be dead wrong when I talk about this right now. But from what I remember from way back then, Jack is obviously in charge of like that area or that town that he's in.
Mm-hmm. That and, realm, basically.
Yeah, that They're realm.
Like, I remember the forest. And you can see like different holidays or whatever.
Yeah, and what I understood was like he was longing for something, like he was missing out on something. Uh-huh. Like there was, like he was thinking that there was more to life than actual Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And then so he goes and then he walks in the forest, I guess, and he notices the, you know, the Christmas tree realm, whatever. And then he opens it, and then it's the North Pole, or I'm assuming it's the North Pole. And he walks around and he's like, "Oh, this is so cool! What is it?" And he tries to bring Christmas to Halloween, so they can be both, I guess, kind of. But he wants.
How
to
does
take,
it end? Does it end with his newfound appreciation for Halloween?
It ends with to be continued. I don't remember anything.
But
like I said,
if that's the case, then it's a Halloween movie because it's about,
I guess, whatever it ends on.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. I don't remember. So, marathon. I remember Before Christmas. Oof. Maybe one day we can do movie reviews. Except we just need to be more prepared for it. You know, like more
like a reaction.
We got I'd rather do a reaction. Well, we can do like a review too, but I would have to like
I love movies. movies.
Yeah, I know, but you never invite me to go to movies, so it's whatever.
There's nothing really good out right now, though.
Are we in a movie slump right now in the cinema?
I feel like everybody's just losing money.
The MCU sucks right now.
Hey, you watch your damn mouth.
Except for Spider-Man.
Everything needs to blossom from somewhere, right? I want to watch the Marvels.
Yeah, me too. It actually looks kind of interesting.
I'll watch it, but I don't think it's going to be. I don't have high hopes, honestly.
High hopes for 11.
We're going to get sued for that.
Cover has the money left. I'm literally in debt because of school, so please don't sue me. I'm sorry. But yeah, I don't know. Growing up, too, like just watching those movies made me happy. You know what? I want to watch them right now.
Made you happy?
Yeah.
I remember always seeing like a small clip of Friday the 13th.
Okay, let me rephrase that. Disney movies made me happy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Let me rephrase that. Because, no, let me tell you, dude, like Halloween Town fucking slapped, dude. Like really those. Good. You know, like, ah, dude, like, but then again, like, dude, the grandma, though, low-key.
Low-key thick?
Low-key gilf. I was kidding.
I forgot what she looks like.
Oh, she looks good. Even now. No, I was kidding. I was like say, years later. Maybe we should watch it one more time just to see how it goes. But
no, I saw that on one clip of Friday the 13th of like Freddy coming out of that dude's body. Mm. And like the camera shot like shows down his mouth and you can see his eye like in there. Traumatized me. I was like, you know what? I don't want to see this shit anyway. Like, fuck that.
With Freddy, so like you knew you were in a dream, right?
Yeah,
so
it's not real. But
no, they don't know it's in. They don't know they fall asleep.
Okay, so then my question is, you had to wake up to be safe, right?
Or it's like a Genjutsu.
Yeah.
A what?
From Naruto.
Oh, sorry.
What is that?
This is basically like a mind, like a trance trap.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like a. It's like a power in Naruto where they can make them think.
Hallucinate.
Yeah. Like they don't know they're in a Genjutsu, and they're like, "What the heck?" And then they're like, their body's like falling apart or something like that, like melting, and they're like, "Whoa!" They're freaking out.
But it's not.
But it's not real. It's not real.
It's not real. Yeah.
You know what we should do?
It's like messing up with their mind.
We should have an anime episode. What do you think, audience? Do we have an anime episode? Anime 2.0?
They've been asking for it.
Wow. Maybe we should like
watch Halloween watch anime.
Halloween anime. Freddy anime. Yeah.
Dress up as Naruto for Halloween.
Like,
would that be your perfect costume though?
I wouldn't dress up as Naruto.
Well okay,
Sakura,
so
no, I'm just kidding.
My question for you then would be like, what would
hold
be?
Hold on, Hero, don't. You can make me act though.
What would be the best costume for yourself, and then in a group setting? So like we're in a group setting, okay, so us three. What's your opinion on your solo best costume, and then for us three together?
My solo would definitely be Wolverine because our height is like he's like 2 inches taller than me.
Hey, yeah, that's fine.
So I would.
But you're like.
I think it would look.
But you're 2 years longer than him. Yeah. So.
Oh my goodness.
You know what? That's fine. I think. Should we bring up your girlfriend and ask her if
it's no? Stop.
Block.
Come
back in. Block.
Hi everybody. Block. Yeah, it's pretty long. So. Go Hoggies.
All right. Thank you, Blanca. Thank you.
Go Hoggies.
All right. Yeah. And then for your.
Walking away.
And then for your group, what would it be?
The X-Men, the rest of
the X-Men. No.
Kitty Pryde Dibs.
Oh.
Before she went trans.
Can you give me one thinking? Yeah, go.
Pick an X-Men for us, actually.
Yeah, what would you, like, what
X-Men? What vibes do we give off?
You're like Beast.
All right.
You're smarter, so Beast.
Smarter than you? I was kidding.
At least you look smarter.
Oh, thank you. I'll take that.
That's the glasses.
I think you would be either
Professor X. No,
shit.
From the waist down. I'm just kidding.
I'll be down to float around in the yellow chair.
No, I think you would be. What's his name? The one that.
Iceman.
No.
No.
I would say. No, I see you as like Magneto. I really do. Because, like, I think the way your mind, like, the way your mind works.
It's very magnetic. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, like I gravitate.
It's the way I'm attracted to you.
No, because I feel like to be a telepath or whatever, or like to control stuff like that with your mind, you have to like really comprehend. Power? Controls metal, right?
Yeah.
But like, what is that called?
Telepathetal
magnetism.
Telepathetal. Just kidding. Telepathetal.
He's one of my favorite villains of the whole Marvel.
Not even Thanos.
Is he a villain though?
No.
MCU Thanos.
Oh.
Not comic book Thanos. I hate comic book Thanos.
I don't hate him.
He's for, a little too, for a girl.
He's seriously? A little too horny.
Fucking simp. Yeah. Fucking simp.
Nah, I love Magneto. He's so cool.
Oh, yeah. But anyways, group.
Group. Do you want to think of your individual ones while I think of the group one?
Okay. No. Yeah, for sure. Okay, hear me out. Like, no, my wait. My perfect costume, obviously, is for, like, if I had, like, a good body, like, if I was in shape.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that being said, literally any suit but a Spider-Man suit.
Mm.
I feel like I have to be packing down there. I have to have a six-pack. And I have to...
You have to borrow heroes.
And I have to have a bubble butt, you know, because my butt's been popping.
You got to be cheeked up.
But I don't know. Like, I would have, like, themes, though. Like, maybe one year I would be Spider-Man Noir. You know, like, that classic, you know, the
I think that's probably, like one of my favorites.
That is cool.
And then maybe one year, like, Miguel O'Hara, like...
Mm.
You know, my titties out. And then, like, of course, Peter.
Beating
like,
up little kids.
Little black. Oh, wow. Sorry. Yeah, I mean. And then for a group, it would be the Web Warriors. Like, us, different Spider-Man. Like, you could be Spider-Gwen.
It has to be something different, though. You have to pick something.
Oh, like, for like, a group?
Yeah.
Okay, the Powerpuff Girls. The man one from the from what the, is it, the cartoon.
Rowdy Rough Boys?
Yeah, the Rowdy Rough Boys. Oh, that would be kind of cool, actually. I would like that. No, but...
They even wear, like, the hats, too. So we could...
Mm.
For this year, though, it would have to be the Chipmunks, though. You know?
I've been wanting...
They have the sweaters at Target. They have the sweaters.
Oh, shit.
So who's who again?
Tweety is Alvin because of the red.
We're just going by colors.
Yeah, only the colors only. So you'll be Theodore, and then I'll be what's his name?
Cool. So I get to be Simon. Buttercup if Simon. We do the
yeah, I'll be Simon.
Puff Girls.
Huh?
I get to be Buttercup.
No, you're Bubbles because you're dumb.
She cute though.
No, color wise, I Buttercup, and then he'll be Blossom.
Damn, but the I feel leader like I, in
I don't,
both.
I don't give Blossom energy.
I do. I'll be Blossom.
You give leader vibes, so that's why you would be Alvin and Blossom.
And you're a little bit feisty, so you can be Buttercup.
No, but he fits the tallness of Simon, that's why.
Oh, I don't think I'm a pop-up girl like Simon. I don't know what that is. But yeah, I would say the Chipmunks or the Rowdy Rough Boys.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And then you, what's your favorite or your all-time like perfect costume and then a group costume?
Something I've always wanted is just... The fucking, like, a Master Chief helmet that, like, fits. So
okay, I'll be Cortana. All right, you have to ask me twice.
And Hero's the Arbiter.
Oh, actually?
Wait, I don't know. That kind of slap.
That's the...
Are you fucking serious?
What's the race called? The Covenant, right? No.
That's the group.
I forgot
the name. It's like some weird alien shit. So.
I forgot. We should be the Flood.
Oh, Hero's a little squid.
I see it. No, he's a little Groot. That's Hero. The one with the little, Groot. Like, I don't know what his name is.
Oh, the Grunt.
Oh, there you go, the Grunt. Like,
the Suicide Bombers.
Yeah. That'd be you. I think you look cute like that. I mean,
but yeah, to have like a fucking full working, like, badass fucking Master Chief suit would be badass. Or any Spartan suit, honestly. Like, all of them are cool.
Yeah.
Like a Reach Spartan suit?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like one of my favorite games, Reach.
Yeah, shout out to Reach.
Yeah. Sponsor us.
I'll leave.
Did you figure out your group?
I think it would be like a funny item or like maybe like ketchup, mustard, mayo.
Who's mayo?
Or something.
Yeah, who's the white one?
Me.
Who's ketchup?
Tweety.
Who's mustard?
Tweety. I'm just kidding. Nah, you could be mustard.
No, I'll be mustard. Can I be like, can I be like, what's it called?
Sriracha.
Oh, yeah, I'll be the sriracha bottle and you can be the rooster. Tweety can be
Oscar's the sriracha bottle, you think is ketchup? And then he would like dump your shit all over.
No, oh, but you know what I mean? Like those funny, just random items.
Like a taco and a pizza?
Yeah. Or
like. Or a taco and a cat?
Like you're the taco shell and I'm the meat and he's like the lettuce or something like that.
Nah, he's the meat.
We have to stack up.
No, you're the veggies because he won't eat veggies.
Oh, yeah.
So you're the meat. You're the girth or the taco.
Oh my god.
You got the meat. Bump.
We could be like consoles. You could be Xbox, you'd be PlayStation, I'll be the Switch.
Why am I PlayStation?
And to be fair, I had a PlayStation first. That was my first Yeah, but I got that spot because of him. In middle school, he's like, we should get an Xbox so we can play games online together. And then I got an Xbox. And then for what? I was kidding. We didn't play no more.
But yeah, something random like that, I think, would be cool.
We could be like a podcast crew.
Needs Garlic Crew.
Oh my god.
Oh.
I'll be Hero. I'll be Hero and then you can be Tweety.
I don't want to be Tweety.
You fucking like that.
He's a fucking intern. I don't
I'm tired of him.
We can be like a Clorox disinfectant wipe, and then you could be a Huggies wipe, and then you could be like a Lysol wipe.
Or we could be podcast equipment. Someone's the mic, the headphones, and then the.
Here was a little sponge.
You could no. You could be the long. You could be a long wire. Because yeah. Because
you know why?
Because of your dick. You could be a that could be a condom, and the hero. Could, I mean, he could be a pussy mule.
Oh yeah,
I like that because he's pink.
I don't think I like that.
No,
I'm open to it.
What's your group costume idea?
Oh, you didn't bring up your group.
This one's tough.
I'll be Cortana. It's okay. I'm okay with that.
How about y'all two Cortanas?
Oh, reach the tit.
No. Just one boob.
Hey, I mean,
just one?
Oh, my God.
No, I was thinking about this.
About a woman? You have a girlfriend? No, I was kidding. I was stupid.
You freaking Berber.
Assassin's Creed.
Oh, Brotherhood?
Any of them? Just a group of assassins would be fucking badass?
Dude, yes.
If we had a bigger group, it would go to be the Power Rangers. The man.
Oh, yeah.
We do. At us three, we have Beal. And then Eric can be the guy in the head because he's, you know, disabled.
Eric is that.
And then, yeah. Oh, yeah, that could be Eric.
Yeah. That's a girl, though.
Is
okay,
it?
Okay, I'm just saying. Yeah, it's a girl.
So Beal can be Black Ranger. Tweety can be Pink Ranger.
I want to be blue.
Fine, you can be Blue Ranger. I want the Blue Ranger. You can be Green Ranger.
No.
You're the Green Ranger.
No. He's not cool enough.
He's cool.
I'm not that cool, yeah.
Not lame. Cool. Okay, well, who would be... What would your Power Rangers be?
I love the blue one. Growing up, I loved the blue one. That was my favorite.
Fine, I'll let you have it.
Yes. All right, how about this? You can be Blue Ranger if I can be Blue Kirby on your body.
I'm going to get Kirby tattoos.
Damn it, Hero. Okay, then who's the Green Ranger then? I'll take it.
Could be, the Green Ranger's a bad guy, and then he turns into the White Ranger.
Kind of.
Yeah, that's me.
So who betrayed us?
Beal. He went to jail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. But Beal the Black
Ranger. No, Beal can be a strong Black person. I mean, a Black Ranger. Can I be the Pink Ranger?
Yeah.
With the natural long skirt?
Yes.
Okay. And then Jemina can be Yellow Ranger. Eric can be the White Ranger because he overcame so much in his life. And that's it.
He overcame his evil nature.
His evil nature. His evil Eric. But
Miguel can be the bad guy.
The one with the dress?
The lady with the horns.
Yeah, I like that.
Fuck, what's her name?
Color of Horny Man.
Porque está amargado siempre.
And then Luis can have a taco stand and then
another
serve
group,
us tacos.
Another
en los Power Rangers!
Another good group idea would be Jedi.
Snap.
Younglings.
Oh snap!
Oh, the three links with the blue, red, and purple links. Just that one game.
A group of links.
Links.
Yeah, past time something.
How the Ocarina of Time.
No,
I like combine two games. Didn't I?
I can't remember the name of it. But it's like three little
link,
extra links.
Something of links past some shit.
Like yeah,
and it's a like, link to the past.
A past of the link. I don't remember.
It's like a. It's not the original green one. It's like blue, purple.
It's not the Ocarina of Time? No, it's not that
and
one.
Red, I think. That'd be cool, too.
Or it would be a good one if, like, I was mayo and then you were ketchup and then Twitter was mustard.
Oh, shit. You fucking smart.
Yeah, for real. I like that one.
That makes a lot of sense.
But
Heroes Chamoy.
Well, that'd be a good one. We could be Mexican spices and chiles and sauces.
We could be corn on the cobs.
Now, hear me out. Oh, actually, I like that. Get the corn on my face. Now that we got our costumes out of the way.
You be Esqueleto, I'm Nacho, and Heroes the Corn.
It just starts on me now.
I like that one. We'll keep that one.
That's a good one.
This year?
You're Esqueleto because you're skinny now.
Yeah. I'm not skinny. I'm not my God.
You're the skinniest one out of us three right here.
And you believe in science?
I do. Do I still got science? That was my worst subject in high school.
I was like, really? Because I failed.
But still, you're the skinniest one here.
I am getting there.
How much you weigh?
I weigh, last time I weighed myself, I checked, was 213.
Yeah, ves? You only weigh 13 more pounds than you, and you're like 2 feet taller than me. That's how fat I am.
Yeah, but I'm not, I think 200 for me is a lot still. I won't be happy until I break the 200 mark, in my opinion.
199.
Yeah. Once I get there, I'll be pretty set. But I don't know. What do I know? I just work here.
Anyways.
But yeah, so now that we have our costumes done and figured out, the best Halloween for you, would it, like, what would it be? Like, you control everything. The best Halloween.
Oh, like it could be what we're gonna do?
Yeah, like it'll be like a Saturday or a Friday.
Just be a day, or does can do a weekend?
Whatever you want. It's your perfect Halloween.
Assuming it's a weekend.
Oh yeah, say it.
You'll make it a weekend.
Yeah, you can make it a weekend. Yeah.
Let's say
it's perfect weekend day.
Let's say it's on a Saturday.
Okay. Can we get lit?
Friday night. Mm-hmm. We watch movies.
Okay.
And a bunch of candy.
Okay.
Saturday. The day is regular.
Yeah.
Then we be more specific.
Then take the kids out trick or treating.
Okay.
Me and Oscar.
Come back around 10 p.m. Leave them with a babysitter. Mm-hmm. Dress up. Mm-hmm. Me and my wife. Mm-hmm. Then we go to a party.
Okay.
Oh.
We party, get a little litty.
Mm-hmm. That worked out.
Come back. And that's it.
Have Sunday. Spooky sex.
Have spooky sex.
The spookiest of sexes.
And you're going to be in the car on Kissing Cliff or whatever, and then you're going to get murdered.
Oh, it would be so fun to do a real life murder. Okay, not real life. A murder mystery. A murder mystery party.
Maybe. Oh, that'd be so cool.
I meant like a bigger scale of a game. I didn't mean like someone actually died and had to figure it out.
Yeah.
But that'd be my perfect Halloween day.
That'd be really cool.
Like the whole day, to figure out a murder. A fake murder. A fake murder.
They actually like do that shit, so.
I said fake murder.
No, but I want to make it.
I don't know if there's one in Houston.
No, but it'll be like my own. Like I gotta rent like a land or whatever and a house on there, a mansion. Someone dies.
You're gonna do all this shit just for.
Dude, yeah. I mean, that's perfect. Noise. Just for. Well, it's probably the outside.
Oh. That was really creepy. Mm.
And then. So the whole time will be like a murder mystery party kind
that's
of thing.
That's a good one, too. I like that one.
And then there'll be like breaks, so like fancy Halloween themed dinners. Like the meatballs would be like eyeballs. And then the sausage link would be Hero's Dick. And then.
That's scary.
Oh, when you look at it, it's pretty scary. Like the fact that he'd be like, "Can I even take that, or can I just not?" Can I take it? We should ask Blanca coming in.
No, stop!
Hey, buddy. but yeah, the murder mystery party, and then after we find the murder and the murderer, right? Then we get the murderer, kill him for real. No, I was kidding.
Oh shit!
No, just be like after the mystery was solved, like a big shebang, like party it up. With booze. You know, because it's Halloween.
Boobs.
Booze and booze, my favorite.
Booze.
My two favorite things of the year.
Boobs and booze. All right, what about you? Your perfect Halloween day or weekend or month? Oh, imagine. Or year.
I'll make the realms like in that.
Oh, my God.
I'd be close to Heroes, but I'll make.
Like next door? No, I was kidding. I was stupid. Do the same thing with Heroes in, but this next door.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Who would you invite?
My friends?
Oh, I was like asking him. Like,
Well, you looked at him.
Yeah, because I was trying to like redirect. I was kidding.
It's because I didn't really care about your answer. So
I'm asking you because all your friends will be at his party. No, I was kidding.
Oh, shit. Wait. No, he has more friends.
But does he have more real friends?
No, they don't really like them.
Not like not fakers like Luis and Dario. No, I was kidding.
No, but I'll be similar. I don't know. I can't decide on Halloween.
Why'd
on Friday.
You moan like that?
I don't know.
Like, oh my God.
Because I'm really thinking.
Oh my God. I can't believe this right now.
So I'm thinking super hard.
You're like, just the fuck that it's happening on Halloween. What days am I going to land on?
Oh yeah, but you may continue. I will stay quiet so you finish your story.
Well, yeah, watch as movies.
No, I was kidding.
Watch scary movies, go trick or treating and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Would y'all like celebrate the? What the fuck is that? Would y'all celebrate the Day of the Dead?
No.
Didn't you hear last episode what Miguel said? No. Didn't I hear what I just said? Hello from Thor. No, I don't know about celebrate, but if I happen to have someone that I know pass away, I will pay my respects, but I wouldn't like celebrate it. Like I wouldn't party like hardcore, if that makes sense.
The only thing that I agree about it is the remembering like your family heritage.
Yeah.
Remember. Like I don't think we're gonna like until they're gonna cross again. Over and all that shit. Remember but me. I like the idea of like oh yeah, shout out Coco. Damn, had me in the fucking theater like bawling my eyes out on that song.
Pinche Coco.
And not for what she died. No, I was kidding, off stupid.
All that just to take an L. Oh my god. But yeah, no, I like that aspect of it, of just like being able to remember or talk about, because obviously stories. Like we're gonna get to a certain point where like the further down your ancestors go, or your predecessor, what is the reverse,
your predecessor is don't like
your kids, like
yeah,
whatever
your lineage, yeah.
I like the idea of like they would remember who I was.
Remember. I was
kidding. They would remember.
There you go.
But yeah, other than that, I don't understand, or I really don't care about the like the offering of stuff.
No.
I'm not gonna put like a chamoy bottle under Hero's picture or nothing like that.
I would.
I'm not gonna put vegetables on that side of the table.
I know you don't like them, but you still need them.
Even though days and isn't really good.
I'll put oranges. He loves oranges.
That's about the closest. With chamoy. No, I was kidding.
Oranges.
Yeah, no, it's tangerines.
Oh, whatever. Citrus.
No, they're different. They are different.
I was like, when have you seen me eat so many? But yeah.
You used to take them.
Hey, yo.
But no.
I like vegetables. Too much.
Okay.
Hero, if it has cheese on it and chamoy, it doesn't count.
Yeah. If it does, like, if it's almost meat, by that point, it doesn't count.
One pea doesn't count as eating vegetables, Hero.
You know what vegetarian dish I want to try?
The Impossible Whopper?
No, the one from Ratatouille.
Ratatouille?
Yeah.
I wouldn't eat that shit.
It's just fucking tomatoes, zucchini, and squash.
It still looks good. The sauce looks good.
I thought it was sausage.
Me too.
And pepperoni, all that stuff. That
was the only time I would eat that shit, if it was just different color pepperonis.
Yeah. But when I found out it was just...
Oh, and I don't like vegetables, right?
I just... Okay, I don't like the way it is. And it's the main dish.
The way that it seemed, it didn't seem like. Because even whenever you saw the way he ate it as a kid,
it was like
you couldn't tell it was veggies, though. So it looked like it was meat.
If anything, you could like debate on if it was part meat, part veggies.
Yeah.
But it's all veggies.
That did not look like tomatoes.
I still want to try it, though.
We can try it right now. I have some in the fridge.
Oh, okay.
Why gotta be like that?
He does have it in the fridge.
Dude, why do you stand like that, dude?
Dude.
Stop. People are listening now like that. Stop. Stop. Okay, you know what? No more. But yeah, I think... What was that?
Trying to pop my knee.
We should have a camera so people can see like what you look like sometimes. Because
funny that you mentioned that.
No, for real, because like sometimes people hear the episode and they're like, what the fuck are they doing? And I feel like it's time for them to see what we're doing. Yeah. Let us know in the comments down below if you want to start having some visual podcasts. I think that'd be kind of fun. I feel like you would be in the episode with us if you're able to see us.
We should probably like practice first.
Yeah, we should practice.
Set up a camera, pretend we're recording.
And then, that way we can like practice editing and stuff like that. We should do that. We should. But people don't charge the batteries. So, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of weird to even like consider that. I don't think it's
the battery's fault.
He's a human being too.
Yeah. You know, people make mistakes.
Or technologies. But sometimes
we're limited by the technology, man.
All right. Well, that was a good one. What the fuck? No, I was kidding. Well, that's going to be it for episode today. I hope you enjoyed. A few things. Remember that we are still accepting spooky stories or creepy stories. Or like I said, if you missed your period, whatever, that's fine. We want to hear about it. You can also message us on Facebook, on Spotify, even through email. Your spooky stories, or even text us if you know us. I don't know if all three of y'all have our numbers. But yeah, we're gonna go to end the episode with the song of the week, featured by, or presented by,
featured
or by. Accomplished by Tweety with the Big Bitties.
Presented by.
Yeah, I think overall, I think for the our list one is growing, big, like pretty steadily, at least three. So I mean, that's pretty yeah. good.
And as long as we don't fucking put musicals, other random bullshit in there.
What are you talking about? This is why.
Deal.
Oh, it's okay. We did offer, or we are going to start doing a holiday playlist song of the week. So from now on, starting I think either next week or November, we are going to be allowing y'all to submit any kind of songs, whether it's Christmas, Hanukkah, my birthday,
Hanukkah songs,
Hero's 10. Birth song. We will have them either in a separate playlist or they'll be on our playlist temporarily for a short period of time. And that way we can keep our lovable Tweeties playlist in line and in check. All right, Tweeties, go ahead. Song of the week. Go, 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 go. All right, thanks. that's all no, for today. Gonna, oh, no, go for it.
It's going to be Look After You by The Fray.
Look After You, not before. I'm just kidding. but after. All right, buddy. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon. Adios, amigos.
Bye.
That does mean bye, Tweety.
Okay.